In Texas and possibly elsewhere in the Southwest, authorities continue to search for 7 escaped prisoners. It was December 13th when the men drove away from a maximum security prison south of San Antonio. They were driving a prison van and wearing guards' uniforms. The group was linked to a Radio Shack robbery 2 days after that, and then to a Christmas Eve holdup of a sporting goods store, resulting in the death of a policeman. Bill Hendricks has been following the story for the San Antonio Express News.
Interesting thing about this escape, and one of the interesting things is it hasn't unfolded like almost every other escape attempt, where there's not a lot of planning forethought that goes into it, and certainly nothing that carries them beyond they're getting, you know, outside the wire and into the countryside. These people, from what I can understand from law enforcement, had something of a long-range plan. They were going to apparently rendezvous with an automobile near the prison, and maybe somebody driving it, maybe not. And apparently they went to Houston first, or at least some of them did, and then they showed up at the Oshman's store on Christmas Eve in the Dallas area. So how far their plan takes them beyond that, I don't know. But what's been said is that they think somebody's providing them a safe house, which, you know, brings up the subject of the reward. I must, you know, the kind of people they might be associated with, if I may speak disparagingly about criminals, is that $200,000, you could turn your mother in for that, you know.
The reward is now up to $200,000.
Right.
You mentioned the sporting goods store. They got $70,000 in cash, 25 semi-automatic rifles, other supplies.
This right, is some winter clothing.
Right. This is the time when they killed the
right,
the patrolman Aubrey Hawkins, who
drove
up to see what was happening at the store.
Well, I think there was a robbery report. One of the reports I saw was he went to the back door, another officer went to the front. They came out the back, and the latest report I heard was that he was shot 11 times and run over by the vehicle. So apparently the guy didn't have a chance.
Could you figure from that scenario and what they took from that store that they indeed are someplace and someplace together?
Not necessarily. I mean, they charged all 7 of them, but I'm only hearing that they have eyewitness confirmation of 3 people. But then if there were a driver, you could still have 4 people involved with the robbery and 3 of them not. And think about this. 7 people going around together probably would require more than 1 vehicle even. You know what I mean? It's like they're caravanning around the country. And there's a... that's possible, certainly, but certainly makes their operations more cumbersome. A lot of that's just guesswork, because law enforcement isn't going to tell the media anything they don't want the escapees to know. So,
how many people are actually out looking for these men, and is it indeed now a federal manhunt as opposed to a state manhunt?
Yeah, right. There are flight charges against them, and they have the gun charges ATF brought, the felons in possession of firearms, and that being the firearms that they took from the prison during the escape.
So who's in charge of the manhunt?
I haven't covered the part of the manhunt, but I do know that they have a command post in suburban Dallas, probably the Department of Public Safety, there being the state police would be in charge of that. But my experience in this kind of thing is that the Texas Rangers take a big hand in it. So they have a statewide network, and they generally have a good deal more experience in finding people like this. And the Rangers, for all of their notoriety, don't have a lot to say until things are over. But my guess is that the Rangers are taking a lead role along with the FBI. And I think a lot of people don't know this, but the U.S. Marshals Service has people come into these situations like this because of their expertise in finding people.
Mr. Hendricks, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Okay.
Bill Hendricks is a reporter for the San Antonio Express News.